Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, yesterday, after we descended from high camp, the Sherpas, Namgay, and Lhakpa, along with Rob, the three climbing rangers for this trip, descended all the way down to base camp to get more supplies. We talked to them by radio today, and they are heading back up. I told them, well, why don't you just wait, since the weather's bad anyway, but they decided to come on up and be with us. Who knows, the weather might be worse tomorrow. They're coming up in whiteout conditions with more food and fuel for us. Now, we got plenty of food here. Don't worry about that. We can live for a long time very comfortably here, but we might as well get some more stocked in. Today, we got together in a pyramid-shaped dining tent with a pitched over the holes in the snow. We sat around on our bench, snow benches with pads underneath, and we had cheese toast and bacon and hot coffee for breakfast. That breakfast we managed to stretch out to about 2.5 hours. It was quite enjoyable. Vaughn reported to me that he had the best night's sleep of the entire trip last night, December 1st. We did get pretty tired moving down the fixed lines, and probably near the lower elevation, it's a bit easier to sleep for Vaughn and for the rest of us. But now we're back in our tents, just kind of hunkered down, because as I said, we are not in gale force winds, but certainly in a steady 15 knot winds, I would say right now, and in complete whiteout conditions on the Branscombe Glacier. It's a good thing we got everything we need. It's a good thing we enjoy one another's company as much as we do. We're having a lot of fun just kind of talking and telling stories, because the mountain's not going to let us go anywhere for a few days. We're fine sitting tight on the lower part, on low camp at the Branscombe Glacier, Antarctica.